This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pope Francis has changed church laws to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. It also says lay people who hold church office can be sanctioned for sex abuse crimes. The new provisions released Tuesday after 14 years of study were contained in the revised criminal law section of the Vatican's Code of Canon Law, the in-house legal system that covers the 1.3 billion strong Catholic Church members. The most significant changes aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The law recognizes that adults, too, can be victimized by priests who abuse their authority, and said that lay people in church offices can be punished for abusing minors as well as adults. U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence when he helps commemorate the 100th anniversary of the destruction of a thriving black community in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Biden's visit on Tuesday, this Tuesday, in which he will grieve for the hundreds of black people killed by a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial justice. And it will stand in stark contrast to the most recent visit to Tulsa by a president, which took place last year. Biden will be the first president to participate in remembrances of the destruction of what was once known as Black Wall Street. In 1921, on May 31st and June 1st, Tulsa's white residents and civil society leaders looted and burned to the ground the Greenwood District and used planes to drop projectiles on it. Up to 300 black Tulsans were killed and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard.